When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Song of the day, Back in the High Life Again by Steve Winwood. 464-5685. 1 is bad, 10 is good. Text Radio and Rick Heyman, Sauter Heyman Jewelers. Song of the day. Song of the day, Back in the High Life Again by Steve Winwood. 464-5685. 1 is bad, 10 is good. Text your rating on Rick Heyman, Sauter Heyman Jewelers. Song of the day.
This is going to be an interesting discussion because I'm very interested.
You know my stance on
right.
this song.
I'm very interested in a couple things that have transpired here. I'll be very interested in Benito's grade
okay.
score in a second. I'm very interested. You are an odd, fascinating
Why is that?
Individual.
There was a concert here. I was the one performing.
Odd in a good way. You assured me off air that I would love this song and that it would maybe blow my doors off.
I said you will like the song.
No, you said I would love the song.
I didn't say blow your doors off. Didn't say that.
Okay, you didn't say blow the doors off, but that's what you made it sound like.
It's slander.
I like that song. I don't know that it was a home run no matter what. It was interesting to me that you portrayed it that way going in, that this would be a home run,
you know,
maybe a 10.
You know I love that song. I played it before years ago, and you gave it a high score back then.
I think Roll With It is his best song. Steve Winwood's best song, right?
You got Higher Love. You got Valerie.
Yeah, you got it. Good job.
This is his best song.
I like it. It's sweet. It's a sweet melody, right? Kind of reminds me of the way I regard some of Gordon Lightfoot's songs.
Yeah, there we go.
Yeah, like the Gordon Lightfoot song of what's the one that we really like?
Carefree Highway.
Carefree Highway. You nail everything. It reminds me of Carefree.
Or Sundown. I mean, that's the two that we like.
This particular song, I think Carefree Highway.
That's a good comparison.
Yeah.
Easy listening.
Uh-huh. I'll give it a 8.3695.
That's a good score.
It is.
You could go a lot higher. The score for me, Rick, we'll get to Ben in a second. The score is a 9.82. It's a 9.82. I love that song. That's the song Sip. You know, I repeat. So I've probably done 25 times in a row for that one before.
It's a very uplifting song. It's a very uplifting
song. I just love the sound of it. But young Ben, I hope it's like a 7.5 at least. 6.5. We'll take that. Well, we are now joined by Rick Heyman. Rick, good morning. What a song you chose today, my friend. What a song.
Wow. What did young Ben give it?
6.5 for young Ben.
He was not blown
okay.
away.
I was.
That's pretty good.
9.82 for me, Rick.
I heard you. Yeah. And, of course, you blew Sip out of the water with that one. He gave it a 10.9 or something, didn't he?
He should have. 8.2.
You should have heard Jake talking it up off air.
I saw him on the video stream.
I was singing. You could tell I was belting that.
Hey, wait a minute.
Asshole!
I heard a hash hole scream in the background.
You're going to be institutionalized too, Rick.
Yeah, we're all going together.
Talk to my wife. I think I'm already there.
Hello, Rick.
Hello, Rick. Good morning. We're missing the third leg of the stool. Hopefully I can be a quarter of a leg, maybe.
Yes.
We miss the coach. Hope he has a great trip out there. It's weird having that famous and a good looking of a good friend. It'd be kind of like if your wife's best friend was Farrah Fawcett or something. I don't know.
Yeah.
I'd have a little insecurity about that, I think, myself. But
see, I don't.
Laura's awesome. Okay. Yeah. Steve Winwood. Stevie Winwood, I call him. Stevie Winwood. Was just in Omaha, not last night. Was it the night before?
Jeez.
Tuesday night.
How did I miss
Doobies,
that one?
With the Doobies, yeah. Wow. And incidentally, there was a lot of seats available. Unbelievable. It was not sold out by any means. And now I'm going to give you guys a pro tip. Now take out your pen and write this down.
Okay.
My pen is right here in my hands, Rick. I'm ready.
Okay. You ready?
Yeah.
When you buy tickets to a concert, don't buy the front row. Don't buy the first 10 rows, because usually the sound on the stage, it's not like it used to be where they had these huge amps and, you know, it was loud and you could hear everything great. Mm-hmm. Everything's in-ear mics now. The amps are all backstage. Everything comes out of the sound system is what I'm trying to say. So you want to sit as close to the soundboard as you can.
Okay.
For the best sound. And for both Kid Rock and this show, we were about 3 rows away from the middle of the soundboard, right in front of it. So you're hearing it as the mixer and the engineers are mixing the sound.
Gotcha.
So that's number one pro tip.
Pro tip.
Number two pro tip, go on Ticketmaster or whichever thing you use about an hour before the show, because these companies come in and buy huge blocks of tickets, and then they have fire sales about 2 hours to 1 hour before every concert, and it doesn't matter where it's at, where they get rid of all their inventory that didn't get sold, okay? And I'm telling you, there was a lot of seats available for this show, really good seats for $20.
Ooh.
So make a plan like you're going to go out to dinner and you might be going to a concert, and check it an hour or two before.
Concert 101.
Two pro tips today.
Thank you, Rick.
Hey, Rick, thanks for the pro. That's good. I like that. I like that.
Okay, Stevie Winwood was incredible. His band is, if you think that sounded good, it sounded even better live. Now, he's old. He is really old. He's...
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
You know, he's tall. Okay. He's tall. He's a tall guy.
He's 76. He's not, wow.
He's 76. He's not hunched over. His voice is a little bit rough, like mine is. Excuse me. I'm only 67. I'm the inverse, but excuse me. The guy plays every instrument. He is. pardon me. We've got allergies out here today.
That's okay. That's okay. Hang in there.
Fight. He's unbelievable. Now, some things I learned about him, and you know, a lot of guys listen to Kiss, and you know, they were listening to Ozzy and all this stuff when they were young. I was listening to this guy when I was like 13. Traffic, the band Traffic. He was he was the main guy. Mm-hmm. I bet I listened to that record 8,000 times. Mm-hmm. John Barleycorn Must Die. Anyway, he's an older guy. He still sounds great. His daughter is his backup singer, Lily Winwood. Go check her out. She is a country singer. She's beautiful, and she's incredibly talented. So I would recommend checking out Lily and her music. Anyway, he came out, and when this guy opens his mouth, he's like, I mean, he is the whitest black man in the world, because he's a soul singer. In fact, they call him Blue-Eyed Soul. That's what he is. All of his older music was heavily influenced. In fact, Ray Charles was his favorite singer growing up. He started playing live at the age of 8.
Jeez.
He was in his dad's band, and they had to turn the piano, you know, those old-timey pianos that were upright, they had to turn it around backwards so that nobody could see him because he was so young in these bars they were playing in every weekend. So imagine how many gigs this guy's played in his life. I mean, it's got to be in the tens of thousands.
Mm-hmm.
And by the way, the Doobie Brothers were great. They're always great. They're a machine. It's like a freight train rolls in. The Doobies, they just pounded out. Michael McDonald was with them. His voice was a little bit shot, although he pulled off most of it.
Mm-hmm.
He did have Lily Winwood come out and sing You Belong to Me. That
Ooh,
song, You Belong to Me.
Really?
Which is, what a song.
And yeah.
Carly Simon
mm-hmm.
also sang.
Oh, wow.
Yeah,
that's a wow.
You Belong to Me.
Yeah, that's a great song.
Okay. So, let's... He modeled his singing after Ray Charles began when he was at the age of 8. Eric Clapton is his best friend. He was in... a band with Clapton called, what the heck was that band? Blind Faith. He's best friends with Roger Daltrey from The Who, knows all the Beatles personally, played on a bunch of George Harrison records, so on and so forth. Now.
Trivia.
Here we go.
Go, stump the sippers.
Let's see. Has Stevie Winwood been credited with working on more or less than 49 other artist albums?
More than that. Give me a...
You get a dime
yeah,
of 57
brilliant.
That we know of.
57.
57.
Wow.
These are not Pudcakes. These are George Harrison, Jimi Hendrix. The list is unbelievable, okay?
Okay.
Is he... rated better or worse than number 49 on the Rolling Stone list of greatest singers of all time?
Those lists by Rolling Stone are questionable.
True.
Top 100, I guess, is the thing.
So you're saying, is he better than, is he inside 49?
Yes.
Yes, he is.
Yeah, another dime, a number 33,
brilliant.
Which I would rate him as probably number 3.
That's high. That'd be too high, actually, Rick.
Is he or is he not in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame?
Now, there's a question for Jake. That's
I'm going to go sadly with no, but I hope I'm wrong.
You get a CZ, yes.
All right.
He is in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
Okay.
Here's a chance for redemption. Are the Doobie Brothers in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame?
Yes.
Yes, Diamond, they got
brilliant.
In this year
just
they got
now.
In.
That's sad. They should have been in years ago.
Diamond.
Should have been in years ago.
Diamond. And a bonus question, who is the singer that's singing along with him on this song that you can hear riffing at the end of the song, and you know who I'm talking about, and you can hear his voice so clearly at the end?
We should know this. Hold on. Okay, so back in the high life again, there's a guy singing.
Back in the high life at the end.
Is it Michael McDonald?
Is that your answer?
It's my guess. I don't know. Yes.
I don't know.
You don't know. It's James Taylor.
James Taylor. Okay, that's good.
James Taylor.
That's a good duel right there. James Taylor and...
Yeah. James Taylor. Okay.
Okay. Rick, what's going on right now at Sauter Heyman Jewelers?
Hey. Got a shout out to Ruhlman. Phil's on the stream right now. I saw him comment. He said he would welcome Anita in when they come into town this weekend. I had a buddy of mine ask me, do you think Ruhlman's going to be packed this weekend? I said, what do you think? I mean, they're packed every weekend, but with football coming, come on. That place is going to be insane. Sauter Heyman Jewelers were 119 years old. We're really old. I mean, we're old. But we're fresher and brighter than ever. Four generations of our family owning this store. Heartland patented diamonds. Folks, you got to see them. It's the most amazing thing in the world. Hey, everybody says you're supposed to recycle, right? We are buying old gold right now. Bring in granny's old gold. Bring in your mom's old gold. Bring in your old gold. We'll turn it into cash or a bonus if you trade it in. Check us out at SarterHayman.com. The great story about the great Jordan Larson is on the very beginning of our website. Check us out at Facebook, on Meta, on Instagram. Check out more interesting things about the greatest Stevie Winwood on my personal Facebook at Rick Hayman.
Rick, always great. Thanks for the time. We'll chat with you next week.
Bye-bye.
Rick Hayman, Sauter Hayman Jewelers. When we come back, Sip Hour 2. Mike Schaefer's in the building.
Should we address that kicker situation?
We will.
Should we talk to him about Colorado, North Dakota State?
We will do that also.
All right.
More with Mike Schaefer in Hour 2, an early break in the ticket.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.